The guy that was interviewing told me I was too little, that I wouldn't get along with the guys, that they would make life hard for me. He didn't think I needed to be doing it. And my dad said, "Well, you know, my Uncle Al's superintendent out there. I can get you on like that." Finally, at the end of that week, I let my dad take me to see Uncle Alf. So I went the next Monday, and the guy said, "Look, I got the word from the top. I don't like it, but you're hired." Then I went to the ship, and you're supposed to have a buddy when you're working, especially when you're an apprentice. You're supposed to be learning, but none of the guys would work with me. They said, "These are men's jobs. You're taking jobs away from men who have families." I said, "I have a family and no man, and I need money." It took about 2 weeks before I started proving myself, and the guys were doing better with it. They would work with me. I had several guys who told me, "You need to slow down. You're making us look bad." And I'm like, "I'm here to work." We had to go to school 2 nights a week, and I was the first apprentice who had ever become supervisor before graduation. And they were mad because I got a raise and I got a position they thought was theirs. It just, I had a knack for getting stuff done on time and getting it done right. Now, I had to do some things a little differently than they did. You know, I couldn't lift an 80-pound transformer, but I found a way to do the same things they were doing. And it kind of made me better than I probably would have been if I was a guy.